Dumbledore's final surprise. Rowling announces that her great wizard was gay.
Hi, and welcome to Radio 6. I'm Nicola Rivers, and you're listening to The Viewpoint Show. Today, we're talking about the latest revelation from J.K. Rowling, that one of her main characters, the headmaster Albus Dumbledore, was in fact gay. Here with me in the studio is church spokesperson Colin Barker to discuss this with me. Hello, Colin. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So, what do you make of this?
Well, in my opinion, it's completely unnecessary. The Harry Potter books are a series of popular and well-written books, and they are aimed at children. And it's this last point that's crucial. They are aimed at children. So, I don't understand why J.K. Rowling feels the need to introduce concepts such as homosexuality to such a young audience.
But J.K. Rowling has said that the books are an ongoing argument for tolerance and acceptance. Isn't this a very good lesson for children to learn when they're young?
Those two themes are important, and ones that we teach in the church. But homosexuality is something different. I feel it's too much to be raising such topics with children who are too young to fully comprehend them. For example, some children as young as 6 years old will start to read the Harry Potter books. How on earth can you feel it's right to open a child's mind at 6 years old to something such as this? I think it's too much.
Then you're arguing that these things either don't exist or that they're unacceptable. From what I have read into Dumbledore's character, I can tell you that I think he is a very good man. To teach young children that people can be good regardless of their sexuality is surely a good lesson to learn from a very young age.
Well, I'm afraid that I have to disagree with you, but I do appreciate your opinions.
Thank you for coming in. That was church spokesperson Colin Barker.